Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
What we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's Thursday, February 2nd. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. In Huntington Park, the family of Anthony Lowe is planning a march to the city's police station this Sunday. Lowe was a 36-year-old father and double amputee who died after being shot by police a week ago. They say he threatened them with a knife. KPCC's Julia Barajas has the latest.
In a video of part of Lowe's encounter with police, he appears to be out of his wheelchair when he was fatally wounded. Alejandro Villalpando is an assistant professor at Cal State LA with family members who live in Huntington Park. When he saw the video, he was outraged.
I don't think that people should be executed in the middle of the street. Like, I don't think that's a symbol of a civilized society.
Villalpando will be at the march this weekend, joining Lowe's family to call for the officers to be terminated and face charges. The police officers involved are currently on paid administrative leave. LA County District Attorney George Gascon announced his office will conduct an independent review into what happened. I'm Julia Barajas.
A law passed in 2020 compels California's Department of Justice to investigate all instances when a police officer shoots and kills an unarmed person. But a CalMatters investigation from late last year found that the department has struggled to conduct these investigations in a timely manner. Now, a follow-up investigation finds that the Justice Department does not even track all of the times law enforcement agencies report these types of shootings to the DOJ. Nigel Durara reports on Justice for CalMatters.
We basically were trying to find all the times that somebody called and they decided not to investigate, because that seems relevant, right? If you're someone who's writing about these cases, if you're an attorney involved with it, or you're a family member, you probably want to know that one of the first things that a law enforcement department did was contact the Department of Justice and say, we think we had a shooting of an unarmed civilian, even if that's not the case.
California law enforcement agencies are required to alert the Department of Justice of such shootings, and while the DOJ has discretion over whether to investigate, the question of whether someone was unarmed can get complicated. He says that being unarmed does not necessarily mean somebody does not have anything in their hands. It could mean that they didn't have anything or that they had something that is not considered a deadly weapon in California. Jobs, the economy, and homelessness are the issues that concern most Californians at the moment. That's the lead finding of the 25th annual statewide survey by the Public Policy Institute of California. Rachel Lawler is a survey analyst with the Institute.
We found that actually 2/3 of Californians expect bad economic times over the next 12 months, and just 1/3 think that we're going to have good times. And when we talk about the recession, we actually find that 62% think that we're in a recession. And most of those people, so about 1/3, think that it's a moderate recession rather than a serious or a mild recession.
70% of people surveyed also say that homelessness is a big problem in their part of the state and that it has increased in the past 12 months. Water, of course, remains a major concern, and the 7 states in the West that rely on the Colorado River have yet to come to an agreement on how to avoid draining the reservoirs on which millions of people and farmlands rely. California has submitted a different plan than the one agreed on by the 6 others. Bottom line is they will all be required to reduce water use. Felicia Marcus is a visiting fellow at Stanford University's Water in the West program.
With Southern California's experience over the past few decades, conservation first and foremost should be at the top of the list, landscapes in urban areas being a big deal, and then figuring out how to use less in agriculture, which at the moment takes up between 70% and 80% of the water, of course, to grow food and fiber.
Southland cities are still under outdoor watering restrictions. In Los Angeles, you can only water twice a week, even though watering food gardens and trees by hand is allowed whenever needed. The second snow survey of the season at Phillips Station revealed an above-average snowpack in the Sierra Nevada, but the Colorado River has not benefited as much from recent storms. Janine Jones with the California Department of Water Resources says the snowpack will boost the the water supply for Southern California.
But they are limited to how much of that they can divert through their aqueduct system because of the requirements for protecting Mono Lake and for dust control at Owens Lake.
LA has an agreement to help restore the area, which became overly dry and dusty when water was siphoned away from the area to supply a growing Los Angeles. In regions such as the San Joaquin Valley, Jones says that it could take years and years of heavy rainfall to replenish groundwater supplies, which are often overpumped during dry years. New guidelines for treating childhood obesity require early evaluation and ongoing medical attention. That is according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. It says obesity affects more than one out of every five kids and teens in the U.S., and the antiquated practice of watchful waiting has proven to be harmful by delaying treatment. The new guidelines also mandate that a child's access to food and resources should be considered when doctors treat them. Dr. Joey Skelton from Wake Forest University Medical School was on Air Talk and explained what this new approach should look like.
We want to slowly make changes in what they eat and drink and their activity and their sleep and their stress levels on a daily basis, but we still want them to grow to their full.
A clinical psychologist on the show, though, warned that focusing just on weight loss can trigger eating disorders and that the focus should be more on helping young patients develop a healthy relationship with their bodies. It's the end of an era for the Queen of the Skies, Boeing's 747 jumbo jet. The last of them to be produced rolled off the assembly line this week. Aviation historian Shay Oakley says this last jumbo will be in service for some time to come.
It will be carrying freight for probably a good 20 years, and there are also passenger versions of the 747-8, which was the last model, flying for Lufthansa, Korean Air, and Air China.
The plane was the first to allow economical long-distance flight, and the 747s in the air now will continue to ferry passengers for another decade or so. Temperatures today will be in the upper 60s to around 70 degrees in many parts of Southern California under partly cloudy skies. Antelope Valley highs mid-50s to around 60. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.